Well, as you can see, we are about halfway through the Advent season. And what is Advent season? What is this time for? Advent, as you know, is a time of preparation. And what are we preparing for? Is it the shopping, the parties, the white elephant gift that you have to get for work? No, we know that we are preparing for the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, if you had gone to Mass 50 years ago, the old Latin tradition, there would have been three Masses for Christmas. And each one of those Masses emphasized a different birth of Jesus. In an analogy, the first Mass would have been Midnight Mass. And at this Mass, there would have been readings that would have emphasized the birth of Jesus from God the Father. That Jesus proceeds from the Father at the beginning of eternity. Jesus is called the Word of God. And a word proceeds from our intellect. So the word named Jesus goes forth from God. Now, the second Mass is the one we usually associate with Christmas. The Mass at dawn in the old Latin rite, there would have been the readings that would have celebrated the birth of Jesus in a manger, born of the Virgin Mary. That Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, becomes man. And finally, the last Mass of the day would have been the Mass at mid-morning. And at this Mass, the readings would have emphasized the third birth of Jesus. That is, the birth of Jesus Christ in the hearts of his believers. We know that the birth of Jesus transforms everything, that the world has changed when Jesus came into the world. And you know, just this last week, I got a phone call from my cousin Dustin back at home in Nebraska, and he called to inform me that he is going to expect their second child, and he wanted me to baptize their child over Christmas break, which I was happy to do. And we got to talking about how life changes when a child comes into the world. That everything, all the preparation, the clothes, the food, the preparing of the new room, everything changes in a family when a new life comes into the world. And all the preparation has taken them about 9 months to prepare for that moment when their new one will come into the world. And I stopped to think, do I prepare the same for the coming of Jesus Christ into the world and into my life? And as I reflected upon how do we prepare for the coming of Jesus into our lives, I looked at three different examples in the nativity scene. And three different types of people prepared well for the coming of the Messiah. And the first group were those who were faithful. Those who were faithful to God, faithful to the commandments, and faithful to their vocation. We have the examples of Joseph, of Mary, who were called by God to have an extraordinary grace to bring his only son into the world. They remained faithful. And in our gospel today, we hear of John the Baptist and how he was faithful in going about preaching the mission of Jesus Christ, preparing the way of Jesus Christ. And how did he prepare the way for Jesus to come into the world? Through repentance. Preaching the repentance of necessary means in order to prepare for the Messiah. My dear brothers and sisters, we too should prepare for the Messiah to come into our hearts through the sacraments of reconciliation. The second type of people were those who found Jesus in the manger through their simplicity of life. Those are the simple shepherds of Bethlehem. And we see in their simplicity that they lived an ordinary life, but extraordinarily well. These simple shepherds were the outcasts of the Jewish people. They were uneducated. They were poor. They smelled like their sheep. And people just abandoned them. When they came into the towns, people got away from them. How, too, are there people in our society that we shun because they are uneducated, or we shun because they smell? But these people, a lot of times, they find Christ in the manger. And we can learn to be simple like the shepherds. And that's going to look different for each one of us. Maybe that means less travel this Christmas break. Maybe that means less gifts or less parties. Or dare I say, less food. Or simpler food, at least. So the first type of people, those that were faithful. The second type of people, those who were simple. And finally, those that found Jesus through wisdom in the three wise men. In our first reading today, we read how the prophet Isaiah, he foretells that the gifts of the Holy Spirit will come upon the Messiah. You and I, my brothers and sisters, we receive those gifts at baptism. And one of those gifts is wisdom. So just as the three wise men found Jesus in the manger, so too can we, through seeking wisdom, find Jesus through prayer. You know, Loudoun County is one of the highest counties for higher education. I think there's like 60% of adults have a bachelor's degree or higher. But wisdom is not the same thing as an education. Wisdom does not come with a degree or a piece of paper. Wisdom does not even come with age. But wisdom comes through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit comes to us in prayer. So I invite you to take 15, 20 minutes each day to pray, to prepare for the gift of Jesus Christ, who wants to come to you this Christmas season. So finally, just as the birth of a natural child transforms our lives, the birth of the Son of God changed eternity. May we prepare to find Him in the faithfulness of our vocation. May we prepare to find Him in the simplicity of our lives. And may we prepare to find Him through wisdom. The beginning of eternity, God was born. Jesus was born from God. 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born in a manger of a virgin. This Christmas, would you let Jesus be born in the manger of your heart?